it's like a band, you know. If you're like, if you're gonna play a song by Blondie and nobody knows it's Blondie, everyone's still gonna react to it the way people reacted to the song by Blondie, right?
Yeah.
Andre took a real risk with this movie. He went somewhere and he tried to say something. He didn't really understand what I was doing, so he didn't really say it. But it's still a lot more interesting, I think.
You're saying that the director of the screenplay that you wrote did not understand the screenplay that you wrote?
I don't think he did. Because, I mean, you have to look at my screenplay and look at the movie. I mean, my screenplay is written as three separate short stories. You know, short story A is told, and then B is told, and then C is told. And then they all come together at the end. You know, everybody, all the characters meet each other. The movie that Andre made is very different than that. A lot of what the characters do in his movie, I think their motives are less clear than what was in my story. But ultimately, it's this nice fuck you message, because like I said, it's a message about God being created through sex and violence. Lesbians support that.
That's a really glib description, but break it down for me, because tell me how what happens in the movie communicates that for you to everybody.
Well, you know, the movie is a Freudian thriller, so it's basically set up as a Freudian thriller.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, so religion and sex is the theme. And is there any way that religion and sex has any connection to your zine? What's the name of your zine?
My name, it's called Movement.
And what's your name?
My name's DJ D. Usually, you know, most of the time, 99.9, I try to stay sucker free. DJ D, sucker free.
Aye.
Movement, you know, we call ourselves rebels, pirates, anarchists, activists, because, you know, it's freedom of this and freedom of choice and expression in life and anything you want to be, you know. We give the opportunity for that because those opportunities are running very slim these days, especially here in LA. You know what I'm saying? With all this trendy society that we live in.
You know? You feel that about LA.
I do feel that about LA, big time. It's the movies, it's about money, it's the dollar. It's, you know, when, like Clifton said in his article, it's like when you meet someone on the street and they say, what do? It really translates to, what can you do for me?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel. Those people on TV have the most money.
Safe, you know.
And they have sex shows because they
drive by money.
So they can do whatever they want.
Someone are funny.
But are they sending any sort of message?
No,
they're not.
My car is my life.
They are, but it's negative. You know, we're very new. Like, I started this thing literally, like, what, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
3.5 weeks ago, and I'm about to print the first issue, like, this weekend, and it's already 50 pages long.
It's a combination of poetry, short stories, some art
couple articles. Yeah, I did a few of the layouts.
Save the Derby on SBC is your enemy.
Do you know Clifton Weaver? Yeah, he's pretty cool.
He's in a band called the Mojo Filters.
Mojo Filters.
Is he one of the Save the Derby activists?
No, but he got... They contacted him because he was reposting their bulletins. So they contacted him, and I contacted him because I was like, oh, Clifton, hey, are you into this? He was like, no, but I was just reposting the bulletins. I was like, oh, well, would you be interested in writing an article for me? And he was like, yeah, totally. So-
It's the size of a standard.
But I have to say this, because it reaches max in a 3-week period, I know I need to go bigger.
It's DJ D. She's talking about her new zine called Movement, which is available in the Los Angeles area only. You're listening to KillRadio.org. Today is December 23rd, 2005. And before DJ D, we were listening to Adam Haynes, screenwriter of a new film, a new independent film. I'll tell you what the name is as soon as I can remember. Get more information about most of today's guests by going to http://kradionews.blogspot.com.
I know I need to go bigger, and I'm going to go bigger. So the next issue, it will be full size.
Yeah.
I can't guarantee that the cover and back will be color. I gotta see how much money I can make, but it's gonna go bigger, because I got a lot of shit coming in.
How are you making money?
I'm making money by doing advertising.
This party.
This party? This fundraiser party? I've got a couple of different advertisers I'm going out next week to recruit. I'm working my ass off right now, hanging Christmas tree lights.
Now, wait a second. As I understand it, you're about to go, like, shake your booty.
Yeah.
Now, once more with feeling.
It's a Broadway-style musical, and at the end of every performance, every kid who is in attendance at the performance gets to go home with a wrapped gift, as well as we have a bike giveaway at every performance. The whole performance is absolutely free for the whole family. We have 9 more shows. My name
is... Wait. And you can talk in a normal conversation voice.
Okay. My name is Julie, and I'm from the Dream Center, and the Dream Center...
And your name is?
My name is Dawn, and I'm from the Dream Center also.
Okay. And what is the Dream Center?
It's a church... It's a church where we're considered 24/7. We do numerous outreaches.
Yeah, like for example...
We go down Hollywood and we do like a prostitute ministry. We go to homeless hotels and to project areas in LA and just build relationships with people and give them, product meeting the needs of the community. Mm-hmm. We find a need and fulfill it, and that's our motto.
people that are in their early 20s. It's called Saturday Night Redefined. It's starting again in January, and that's completely geared towards young people that are searching and want to know what God, what is Jesus like, what is God like, and it has drama, comedy, it's cool music, all different things. On that Saturday nights, but one of our outreaches is just going to the community and these buses and picking people up. So people probably seen the buses around. They say Dream Center real big on the side. And we're like all over the place, all the time. And there's also a monkey that plays drums during a toy soldier scene. And also there's fake snow that goes fall throughout the whole sanctuary. So it's really cool. It's like you're actually in a winter wonderland. And we have different peppermint scents that come. So you're really, we have a 40-foot panoramic scene that goes, screen that goes around the sanctuary also. So it's like you're really in like a winter wonderland. It's like you're not even in just in a church sanctuary. It's really oh, cool. Awesome.
Wonderful. All right, thanks a lot, you guys. Okay, and there are free bikes and toys?
Free bikes and toys, yeah. At a
wow.
We're giving, is it 100 bikes at every show? 80 bikes at every show we give away, so 80 kids that come have a chance of getting a free bike, so.
Okay. All right, this is great, you guys.
Yeah, thank you.
And is there a phone number or website where people can go for more information?
Dreamcenter.org.
Perfect. Okay, great.
Awesome. Thank you. And what organization are you from?
titled You Dysfunctional Fuck. If you want the full effect, rage, vete la chingada kind of thing.
I should have known better, you prefer trash. I can't wait for the day you find yourself alone and disfigured by self-destruction. Only then will you realize the agony you spread with your lies and corruption.
So I guess I don't hate you as much as I thought. Thanks for the favor.
You dysfunctional fuck.
You know, the last time I had a straight shot of vodka, I puked. And I went straight for, the first container I saw. Oh, it was just a shot that someone, you know, bought me, and she's just like, take this shot. Yeah, it's my birthday, but here's a shot for you. And it was like, what was it, like Grey Goose? Grey Moose? Goose? I don't know, it was something.
He knew it was a girl, but you know what I mean? It's kind of sick like that.
That's disgusting.
You know?
beautiful.
It's a minted blade. It's kind of hot.
I'm sorry, I'm very demented. I think it's beautiful.
It is. Yeah. You know what's really funny? That I get like these stares. I get from walking down the street, or like I ride my bike a lot, and I get these stares from people. It's really funny how they're like turned on by me, but they're freaked out at the same time. They're like, it's people that are straight, I guess. You know, it's like this weird.
It also might just be that beauty freaks people out. It seems to me that often beauty is leans toward bisexuality or
that's it. That's what scares them.
Polyamory.
That's what scares them.
They're horny. Oh.
They're horny. She fucking booted me out of there. She's like, get the fuck out of my way. I'm like, fuck. Because I'm like, dude, you're playing shit that, like, I want to slash my fucking wrist with this fucking bullshit.
New wave.
Whatever.
I don't want to fake the funk.
And it's amazing that it's like partying. We're throwing this party and up at Laurel Canyon, which we've done all the time. It's called the Robot House, like lots of people seem. We're throwing this great party and up at Laurel Canyon, which we've done all the time. It's called the Robot House, like lots of people seem to call it that. And it's sort of a mainstay of like partying. And one of the few parties, everyone starts dancing, having a good time, blowing off the steam from, you know, the week. And so we managed to get Peaches to play, which is like outrageous, you know. In the middle of this living room, this fucking dilapidated, rundown mansion, like 1940s situation in Laurel Canyon, and so, you know, everyone comes and we're having a great time, and Peaches gets on and she starts playing, and it's like, you know, one of those like sort of once in a lifetime dream sort of like ridiculous situations, a really sort of ghetto situation with this just awesome climax of events. And then all of a sudden, there are helicopter lights pouring through the windows. And I'm told I need to go outside because there's cops outside. So I go outside, and there's literally 20 at least plus cops in riot gear telling me that if I don't get everyone out, and there's like, you know, honestly, there's at least 300 maybe. Well, that's being extremely conservative, but the house is big.
He said, if I don't get everyone out in 5 minutes, they're going to come in and arrest, start arresting people. Now, I didn't really believe him. I was like this, you know, he's trying to play bad cop or something like that. So I was like, why? You know, like, why? Like, why don't we just, can't we talk about this or something? And he said, in order to throw a party of more than 20 people in Los Angeles, you need to have a permit. And that just seemed so outrageous to me that I figured that he must be lying. So I was like asking, what's that called? Like the, I want to have more than 20 people over at my house permit? You know, like, it's so ridiculous and preposterous. I've been to so many parties, there's no way that they all get permits for these parties. But when I asked him about it, he just threatened me with arrest and jail, you know, and was like, you know, like, I naturally put my hands in my pockets when I'm relaxing, you know, so they're like, take your hands out of your pockets every time I put them in, and like, you know, just threatening me and basically telling me if I didn't get everyone out within 5 minutes, they were going to start arresting everyone. And, you know, and the helicopters with like really loudspeaker, like, you know, and not to mention that like Laurel Canyon is a main thoroughfare of Los Angeles. They straight up had cop cars blocking off north and south of the house, and sending all traffic trying to come through back around and either back to the valley or back to Sunset Boulevard, like totally corralling us and quarantining this party. We were doing nothing like illegal. It was too many people. That's what they said. And so they send out the fucking riot, the riot squad. You know, straight up helmets, face plastic masks, and all that bullshit. You know, real intimidating look. It's like as if they just got issued new gear that day and they wanted to try it out to me. You know, it just doesn't make sense. It was really fucked.
So, are you gonna look into the legality of this? Are you gonna have more parties?
I am actually. You know what? It was like I felt like I was in some fucking like just like fascist nightmare like alter universe. Like it really fucking hit me that I just sort of felt like this was number one, like just unwarranted and really like, I want to say illegal, but that's just the wrong word. You know, it just doesn't seem right. And yeah, I think I am gonna look into the legality of it because I think it's way over fucking board, man. And I think that particularly Los Angeles police, whom I've always felt are predatorial, I think things are just getting way too amped up, and focus is being directed on the wrong people. And, particularly, it's like, you know, if I could just explain to people, like, look, the world is hard, you know, life is hard, it's hard to live, you know, like, parties are good. Parties are good things. Let parties happen. You know what I mean? Because without the fucking parties, everyone's gonna go kill themselves, man. Particularly, like, in this fucking system that we have right now. So, I mean, if anything, they should be fucking really watching out and making sure that, that the party continues, safely. You know what I mean? That should have been their job if they wanted to contribute anything. But instead, they just want to sort of exert their sort of power and create a sort of sensation of fear. And it's fucking insulting. It's totally insulting.
My name's Alex Ebert. I'm in a band called I'm a Robot. You know what? We have so much leftover alcohol and, like, party things that we're going to have to throw another party. So I'm not sure where we're going to do it, but I want to almost stage, like a sit-in, like a just big-ass party right in that house again and just wait for the cops this time and just not move. But I just don't think people are quite down enough to do that, you know, get all arrested and shit. But I wonder, you know what, actually, if there's anyone listening that wants to help, like, look into the legality of what they did and perhaps fight this with me, or because we did get cited and a big fat ticket that we will have to go to court for. So if anyone wants to help out, that would be so awesome. And fight the man, because if we don't, I mean, this is just sort of ridiculous.
Do you want to get an email or a website where you can reach me?
My email is alexebert@sbcglobal.net. Alexebert at SB as in boy, C global, like the world, .net. Hit me up if you're interested in helping out and sticking it to the man, you know what I mean? Thank you.
Thank you.
You are, in fact, listening to killradio.org. I know it sounds like a malfunction, but at Kill Radio, it's just normal. Okay, that was lovely and wonderful. And come on, whoops, there we go.
Pornomania.
There we go, okay.
Porno, pornomania, pornomania.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Pornomania, pornomania.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And?
Pornomania, pornomania.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Pornomania. Pornomania.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you sell here?
We sell adult stuff. Like adult movies, DVDs, VHS, and adult stuff, sex toys.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have those computer games?
No, we don't.
Okay. And you've been in business for how long?
Just 4 months. The December is 5th month. We're just starting like it was August.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And what's your name for your first name?
Meg.
Meg.
Mm-hmm.
And may I ask where you were born?
Korea.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And have you been in the United States for longer than 5 months?
Oh, yes. I've been grown up here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, do they have sex stores like this in Korea?
I don't think so.
Which part of Korea?
Love. Of course, South.
Okay.
Have you ever met North Korean people? I never met them.
They don't come here?
No, they don't. They're still communist.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah. Oh, I'm sure about it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But I never met them.
Okay. So, you said they're not allowed in
Korea?
Mm-hmm. In South Korea.
Mm-hmm. I know they're doing it underground, through the internet, something. I saw a couple of them, but... anyways, they're not allowed.
Okay.
So we don't have, like, Korean movies. All those things, like Asian girls, they like Japanese, Chinese.
Okay.
Japanese, they are legal.
Okay.
I don't know about Chinese.
Okay.
They say, like, a... what is it? Peking, Bangkok, but not Korean.
Did you any of your neighbors complain?
Actually, the neighbors, not really, but still, we have just, you know, junior high school, just a few blocks away. They coming in every day.
The kids?
Yes, they coming in every day. They trying to open it. They want to keep open. You know, they want to keep the door open. So they ask me a couple of questions. What do you
do? You do Christmas?
Yes, yes, we celebrate Christmas.
Are you Christian?
Actually not, but Christmas is not just Christian thing.
Yeah.
Yes, and yes, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Well, she showed me your most expensive vibrator.
Yeah. It's Beyond 2000 GX4. It's thrilling, rotating, spinning, pulsating, vibrating, and has digital screen on it. Okay, beautiful full-winged hummingbird, clitoral stimulator. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's great. Okay, now we're doing the low-budget Johnny Radio vibrator. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see. What are the less expensive vibrators you have?
Let me see. We have a lot of them.
Now here's one for $6.99.
Yes.
What's that called?
It's like a Divi Diamond Collection.
It looks like a kind of like a lipstick.
Yes, but it's still perfect size for pleasure.
What's it called? Junior Softy. Now I have a question about you know, there's some controversy about Asian sex slaves. You know, I think from Thailand.
You mean so? What kind of stuff? Like in movies or?
Women who are kidnapped and forced to be prostitutes. Did you hear about that?
Sex slaves?
Yeah.
No, I saw them in the movies.
But real? Yeah, real ones. That's what I heard. You didn't hear about that?
No, I don't think so.
Now, I notice you have animation.
Yes.
You have some animation. What percent of the rentals are the animation?
Not that much. Less than 5%.
Okay.
Like in, you know, Asian people... No, I mean the Korean guys, they don't eat those stuffs. Maybe they eat so a lot of them when they are kids.
Yeah.
Or not kids, like when they are young.
Yeah.
In Korea.
Okay.
Yes, because all those are like Japanese animations. They are good at it. But not here? No, I don't think so. So, yes, just less than 5%.
Okay.
Yes, people buy movies a lot. When some people, they are actually interested in toys, but they're kind of shy.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, so they just grab movies and then get out.
All right, well, I'm going to have to get some toy. Because I like toys.
Oh, yeah, it's like this. You know, for me, it's going to be scared.
But that's at the high speed, right?
Yes.
It's not like that when you put it on the low speed, right?
Yeah,
on the low speed, it's like that?
Or if it's defective, you can try another one.
Do you sell the batteries?
No, we don't, but...
So we're borrowing the battery from the TV remote.
Mm-hmm, yes.
To test out the vibrator.
Mm-hmm. See? Oh, that's this one. What's this looks like? We have to return them, though.
You have to return it now?
Oh, yes. I can sell them.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think so.
It looks new.
Absolutely. You know,
it looks new. Why can't you resell it as long as it looks new? Okay, let's have some more music. Was that the most incredible interview you have ever heard in your entire young life? Only on killradio.org.
Save his money and bought a ring. Then one day a movie scout came to town to take her out.
Came to town to take her out.
Hollywood could offer more, so she left the boy next door, working at the candy store.
Dream on, dream on, teenage queen, see you on the movie screen.
Very soon she was a star, pretty house and shiny car, swimming pool and a fence around, but she missed her old hometown.
But she missed her old hometown.
All the world was at the door, all except the boy next door, who worked at the candy store.
Dream on, dream on, teenage queen, saddest girl we've ever seen.
Then one day this teenage star sold her house and all her cars, gave up all the wealth and fame, left it all and called a train.
Left it all and called a train.
Will I have to tell you more? She went back to the boy next door, who worked at the candy store.
Now this story has some more, you'll hear it all at the candy store.
every night your line is busy. All that buzzing makes me dizzy, 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 dizzy. Couldn't count on all my fingers all the dates you had with swingers. Your line is busy.